Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The weekend forecast has captured a lot of attention. The National Weather Service now says we have a good chance of snow for late Friday night and during the day Saturday with some accumulation expected. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. Three gunmen briefly held three people hostage in a Hendersonville home yesterday. The Hendersonville Times News says one gunman was shot by a deputy when he pointed guns at police while attempting to leave. His two accomplices then surrendered. Police were summoned about 2:30 yesterday when someone else in the house heard the commotion and managed to escape and call for help from a neighbor. Henderson County Sheriff Captain Charlie McDonald says the incident may have been drug-related. The names of the suspects have not yet been released due to the ongoing investigation. A $10,000 grant will put foster science learning in 13 Western North Carolina middle schools. A check was presented Friday, November 13th at the Inca campus of AB Tech. Barry Edwards of Henderson Oil Company presented the check from ExxonMobil. The grant will go to support LabQuest technology used in an inquiry-based hands-on earth science lessons. They're designed to teach students to collect, organize, and analyze data. The grant will provide LabQuest handheld devices to the schools. Each of those has a probe, which students can use to test temperature, voltage, water pH levels, and lots of other measurements. The schools that are getting the LabQuest devices are located in Cherokee, Henderson, Madison, Polk, Swain, Transylvania, and Yancey counties. And the Festival of Trees continues at Silvermont Mansion on East Main Street through Sunday. Lots of other activities will be happening this weekend as well, with Twilight Tour all day on Saturday in downtown Brevard. The Christmas Parade is at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The Rosman Christmas Parade will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And in sports, the Lady Cats of Western Carolina University topped their rivals at UNC Asheville last night, 62-51. The men from Western beat Wofford, 72-67. In high school basketball, Brevard lost by a very small margin yesterday to Owen, 59-55. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.